Welcome to the Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast with Cornelia Stephanie and me, Susan Axelrod, showing up as you are and having fun in business. Our focus is on women's entrepreneurship, aiming to empower female entrepreneurs. We share with you financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer. Be intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Let's get it. Hello, Cornelia. Let's get it.
Let's get it. I'm excited to be with you. Yay. Happy Tuesday.
Same to you.
It's good to be here. So we're going to go straight into it.
Yes.
We're going to go straight into it because we're having fun in business. That's one thing. That was a really important piece. And when we started doing this particular podcast, we were talking about the offers that we have on the table that we're communicating to our audience, the audience, whoever your audience is. And we started, you know, so we've had two podcasts now. This is the third one. I just want to say this out. I got, an email the other day from someone that said, I really love the Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast. And she said, I want to be one of those women.
We want you to be one of those women, baby. Join us as one of those women. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah,
I want to be one of those women, Cornelia. I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about sales and selling, Cornelia. Why? Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about it? Because in my work, and then you get to share your story as well in your experience of this with so many others. In my work, when I talk to my clients about business confidence, I find that the place of least confidence is sales and selling. Now, marketing, right? Data, emails, all that's the easy stuff, right? It's a chore sometimes, but when it comes to confidence, what's lacking is the area of sales and selling. And what I tell them is, there's no business without sales and selling. I just want to say to you again, I know I'm repeating myself, Cornelia, but repetition is so important because there's so much out there, you know, being discussed. You started talking about the offer. You helped your media group come to good focus on, hey, people, what are you offering? And so I always listen to you. I've learned from you. And of course, I'm extrapolating in my own business confidence coaching about sales and selling. So that's where we are today, Cornelia.
Yeah, this is something that I'm really passionate about because so many women have so much resistance to the selling part. Like, basically, I don't feel comfortable to talk to, my potential upcoming client about sales. And I don't feel comfortable to ask for whatever it is, $1,800, $5,000, you know, $10,000. I don't feel comfortable to ask for the money. I don't feel comfortable. So they procrastinate and they hide away. But at the same time, their goal, they want to make money in their business. And their goal is they want to be financially sustainable. So they're sabotaging their success by not getting this thing, feeling really good about what they're offering to their client and talking about it.
Yeah. So just today, remember when we decided to do this totally fun podcast, showing up as you are and having fun in business, we agreed that we were going to share our real-time experience and hope that other people learn from our sharing our experience. So today, earlier, I did a 2-hour session. It was in person. It was cool. It was fun. You know, we were kind of around a big conference table, but there were three of us. And these were people who have been doing a certain business for 30 years, no exaggeration. And but they also had a paycheck in another area. So the 30-year work had been gig, like on the side, even though it was cool, amazing, profoundly powerful work. It was on the side, but they had a paycheck. So it didn't really matter if or how much or whatever. Now they're retiring from their day jobs And now they're really looking at wanting to do this work, but having all the reluctance that you just talked about. And I'm like, I feel like you're withholding this if you don't get more confident to be able to say, here are the stats and the outcomes. I want to share with you something, Cornelia. I did a 5-part series last week on my Facebook Live at 5. 5 parts. Part number 1 on selling, know your product or service. Cornelia, I've learned from you and I've watched you with your other clients. I've heard you in person help us really getting better at articulating our service. Number 2, you know your market. Number 3, know your stats and outcomes. Why? To make your great sales case. Number 4, know your seminal messaging points in sales. And number 5, get confident about selling. Well, once I went into the piece with them, know your stats and outcomes, my gosh, 30 years of doing this 6 times a year? How many is that, right? And so really, it was just a shift. And they told me at the end that my mind is blown about this. So I want to say thank you to you for really bringing this up, keeping it in front of us, and also for having this totally fun conversation, Cornelia.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is so important to me because I'm not one of these kind of people that had a husband that was, you know, I'm reliant, self-reliant. And so I had to rely on myself and being in business for myself for this last decade. I've, you know, had 2 businesses that I'm working on and, you know, making successful. And every single time I'm being asked, right, to really share what it is that I'm offering with people so that I can sustain. What is the goal? What is the goal? How much money do you want to make? You know, how much money do you need to make in order to feel financially secure, in order to make sure that you have your basic needs met without somebody else's income there? And that's the whole point. So if we have, you know, trepidation about, oh, we don't feel good about it, or we don't feel comfortable in talking about it, then that's the first place where we need to really work and clear that up. Don't you agree?
100%. I have so much to say. I want to just say a word on the idea of being single and being self-supported, self-supportive, financially independent. What's happening with me, because my cohort is women in the second half of life, is that I have clients, women find me, who were in a marriage and then, you know, lived a life with earnings, right? And now they're single. And this is something that they really don't have the skill or wherewithal or mostly confidence to be able to do. So your expertise, your experience of this is truly vital in a way for what I call the army of change, women in the second half of life. So that's number 1. Number 2, when we talk about having fun in business, Cornelia, I just want to pull back the curtain on that for anybody who's watching us or listening to us. We do these voice messages. Cornelia's walking at 5 in the morning. I'm walking at 7 in the morning. It's so fun. And one of the things that you said the other day in one of our exchanges was, if people don't like sales, then they just need to get somebody else to do sales. But either way, anyway, shape or form, it's fine to have somebody who gets your voice and gets, you know, knows your service to do sales for you. But anyway, shape or form, sales has to get done, right?
Yeah. And do you know that I love sales? I love sales, but I never, it's that mindset shift, is that because I love the results of,
yes,
what it is. I love those results, right? I love how what I'm offering is going to impact a person's life and help and make their life better. So right away, that makes me feel good because I'm a nurturer. I love shining the light on people. I love giving. I love supporting. I love doing that. I know you do too. So I love doing that. And so I love getting an appointment with somebody where I can sit down and I can show them how I can help them. So I love that. And I love presenting my offer to people, because I believe in what I've created, because I know that, you know, I have results, amazing results, how people's lives have changed. So that part. And so I'm always looking, how many appointments do I have on the calendar this week so I can do what I love? And that is talking to people, offering my offer, and, you know, putting it out there and not worrying about what they're going to say, you know, if there's going to be a rejection, or not having any thoughts about that, only how much joy I'm getting out of putting my offer out on the table to have this conversation.
So a few things again. Number one, I hope our listeners and viewers heard how many appointments I have, because social is one thing. For, you know, I teach organic marketing. You know, no one loves organic marketing on social more than I do, but that's not selling. And so you just said the whole thing in one little phrase, how many appointments I have. And that means really picking up the phone, but we are in the exact same space. For me right now, I'm going to make my offer, Cornelia. I'm going to sell my space. I have the most amazing, impactful women's business accountability group. This group has been in place for several months now, 8 months, and every single week, women come to the virtual table and share, hold each other accountable, support and love and grow together. And honestly, it is so easy for me to say to anyone listening to this, you want to be in this group, right? You want to be in this group. One of my seminal messages, I'm teaching here exactly how it goes, Cornelia. One of my seminal messages in parentheses is this: I show up live. When you join my group starting on July 6th, you have an opportunity to connect personally, virtually with me, live virtually, 7 times in a month. Most other groups, you barely get to have any engagement at all. You might be one of 100 people or 1,000 people watching in a little tiny Zoom square. Me, for my group, I show up. And that is what I call a seminal sales messaging point, Cornelia, that is a vital interest. So the cost of the group is $167 a month, $167 a month. So for $167 a month, you get to hang with me 7 times. I mean it.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Cornelia. It's as easy as that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, I'm part of your group. So, and I can attest to how awesome and how much you give, to your cohorts. You know, you fully, you know, in your leadership. You are fully in your leadership. You're, you know, modeling by example. And you are basically, you know, the way that I see you do it is that it literally, you want everyone to rise and come up together.
Yay!
You know, that's what I see you doing in the way that you support women. And when you originally first started this out, because you started this out last year, I think it was, when was that? In October?
September 8th. Yep, September.
And you know how you and I are, we support each other and we like supporting each other in our business. And that was originally, again, why I joined your group, because I wanted to support you to get it started, to really get it started so that it can continue on growing. And then I have my own personal benefits where I can then, I mean, my gosh, you know, when you work as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of times where you're working by yourself. And so it can get a little bit, you know, it can get a little bit boring. But to know that you have partners that you get to show up for and with on a regular, consistent basis, really, it does make the difference, because it's like, you know, you can't sabotage anymore, really.
Right. There's no hiding. And, you know, thank you so much, all of what you're saying. And I know that you feel this too, Cornelia. It's like, I don't mind selling because I already can't wait to find out who's going to be there. And that's all it is. It's like your appointments, you already can't wait who says yes to you so that you get to do with them and for them what it is that you do. And that is the magic of showing up as you are in business and having fun with it.
That's how I feel too, you know, with the work that I'm doing in the different programs that I'm offering. But I want to keep bringing it back to your accountability group and why this is so beneficial for women, because women have not felt the support that they needed to really where they feel they have what it is that they need in order to, you know, become financially sustainable. Because in our patriarchal society, women had to lean on, you know, the husband and lean on the, you know, the system
for
help. And now, you know, when you are around, surround yourself with successful entrepreneurs that are all focusing on a common vision, and that is to have thriving businesses, you know, in whatever it is that your business is about, but thriving, and that you have the women that are surrounding you, cheering you on, supporting you. So it's a huge benefit. That's all I could say.
Thank you so much.
It's a no-brainer. So you said July. So is this
July 6th today? Today is the day that registration opens for the next session starting in July. Yes. So I will be putting a link right to the registration. The registration is open in the comment lines, and we'll get it on our YouTube channels. And it's easy to find. My website is whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And right at the top on the announcement bar is where you can register.
Yeah. I mean, there's many other benefits for being a part of this group, but I'm there. That's also a benefit.
Oh my gosh, Cornelia, we have so much fun. I mean, you know, when we talk about having fun in business, I guess I just really hope that people see it, they feel it, you know, they join us because the stress of life and work and being in business, you just said, sometimes it's hard and lonely. And so to commit to showing up as you are and having fun is really, you know, today in my little session, my coach session that I did today with those two people, I talked about the other dimensions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. That was great.
Oh, we're putting that in another dimension and we're just going to let it go.
Yeah. That's good. Exactly. And see, this is what happens when you are around people that are contagious and that are having fun and that are doing amazing things in their business and that are unapologetic about their offers and that are selling and that are having fun selling and that are having fun making money, that are enjoying making money, that are enjoying helping women rise. And it's just an infectious vibe. And, you know, it rubs off. It's the same way, like when you're around a negative group of people or whatever, right away you walk into a room, if there's a negativity, you could feel it walking into the room. It's the same thing when you come to this group. A lot of times when we get off your call at the end, you know, people are like, wow, that was great. That was great. Wow, that was great. You know, like that. It's that kind of a feeling because of the energy that we continuously keep bringing to the call. So I'm also going to say, you know, don't wait, get off the fence and jump on the link that Susan's going to send you and get on that accountability call, because magic's going to happen for you. It's already happening for a lot of the women that are in the group, myself included. So, you know, get to it.
Let's get it, Cornelia. So what about you? What's on your mind today? What's going on with you?
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, the hat I'm wearing?
I noticed it right away.
Yeah. So, you know, let me tell the audience, for the people that don't know what I do, but part of what I do, just one part of what I do, is I help consultants, entrepreneurs, small business owners grow their brand through audio, video marketing, and podcasting. So that's how you and I are also working together.
Absolutely. I'm one of those clients.
Right. And so, and then I have the Cornelius, founder of the Cornelius Stephanie Media Group. And now, because, you know, my message always is, when people say, oh, I don't like social media, Same thing. I don't like to sell. I don't like to talk. I don't like to do this. Oh, I don't like social media. Well, if you don't like social media, that's, you know, where else are you? If you don't like sales, then maybe you're in the wrong business all the way around. Yes. Because, you know, I always say become your own media. So, you know, Cornelia Stephanie Media is becoming its own media because that's what my business is about. It's about me being the media. I'm always going to be sharing information with the public that's going to be supporting them in alignment with the new earth, you know, with all the different things that I do. And I know that you are your own media as well. Like, and this is one of the things that I teach in the Cornelia Stephanie Media group, with becoming your own media. And then you are using the other platforms that we have on social media, like Facebook or whatever you like, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever the platform is, but that you, or YouTube, that you're using those platforms in order to bring your media message out. And so that you can become a favorite to the people that you serve. That's basically the one thing that I do.
And I can vouch for all of that because I'm in it with you. I'm a client. I'm supporting you the same way. And I'm learning from you. And I can vouch for every single thing you said. My own rise over the last, you know, two or I don't know if it's 2 or 3 years now that we've been, you know, in each other's orbit trajectory.
Well, Susan, you know, just this afternoon, I'm meeting now with my second call. I'm getting on my second call with because the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group is going to have its own app. And this afternoon, I'm jumping on my second call. And what's going to be so great about it, I'm so excited. What's going to be so great is that literally, you know, it's going to have the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. And what's going to be cool is all of us, all the hosts that are part of our group are going to be able to be part of that. And they're going to, all their podcasts and everything is going to all be organized and right there on that app where people can just click that. And we're going to be able to do live stream events right through that app, all of us. So we were getting, you know, this is something like do live stream summits right through that app. There's going to be so many more other things that we're going to be able to do. But this afternoon at 2:15, I'm having that second conversation to seal this deal. So I'm excited about that. Now, the reason for the hat. Okay. So notice how it says savvy. So SAVVI. So savvy.com/Cornelia Stephanie is my new business. And it is something that I was telling you about on Instant Messenger. Was it this morning or yesterday, whenever that was, that I just announced it to the public, and you're going to be seeing me talk about it more and more and more all the time. This is actually going to be my new opener. And I want to tell you about how savvy.com came to be in my life. But I'm also wearing the shirt, and this is their logo. Look how cute that shirt is, right?
Yeah.
No performance tee, but this is one of it's a clothing empowerment company for women, and it's direct sales, direct marketing. Mm-hmm. But here's how it came to be, okay? So the way it came to be is, I think it was like in March, February, March, something like that. You know, I was doing a lot of investigating in my own process with my work. What do I want to take with me? Is this outdated? Do I want to let this go? In some of the different courses and programs that I was offering and different things like that. And I handpicked the things that I'm taking, my 21-day challenge, my membership, you know, all of this. And so then I said, you know, after this whole pandemic piece, one of the things I'm yearning for more than anything, and I've been online for the last 10 years, I've been running my business online. So yes. This has been already, and then when the pandemic came, even more isolation, right? So I was saying to Spirit, I said to the universe, I said, listen, I need something that I can connect with women with that is empowerment, that is a product, and that is beautiful, that has to do with the physical body, that has to do with nature. Nature, the physical body, things I'm already doing that I absolutely love, a product. So this is what I asked for. And, you know, so I put it out there wholeheartedly. And my why was because I wanted something beautiful and fun to connect with women in something that I'm already doing in my everyday life with my hour-long nature walks and with my communication and everything like that. But I wanted, I didn't want this product to be a self-improvement piece. So this was an important piece because, you know, I do my spiritual mentorship programs. I've got that. I've got my media programs. I've got that. I wanted something that I can just connect with women that didn't have anything to do with self-improvement, didn't have anything to do with media, didn't have mentoring in that way, but just a product that I can have that is fun, is beautiful, makes you feel good, and it has to do with the physical body. So that was the call to the universe. And so then shortly thereafter, I think it was about 2 to 3 weeks thereafter, I get an instant message from a woman that she said, "Hi, I'm watching you on Facebook. You're so positive. You have such a great vibe." She says, "I have something that you may be interested in." And I get a lot of those kinds of calls.
Yeah.
A lot of those kinds of messages, right? And, you know, usually the way they do it, it's either going to get me my curiosity or turn me completely off, and, you know, and I'll cut it off. But the way that this woman approached me and the way that it was done was very authentic, very organic. And I said, "Sure, send it." And so she sent it. I watched this one video, and it was about this company, Savvy. That was a woman started this company last year during the pandemic.
Mm.
Oh, right. And it's in pre-launch. It's in pre-launch. And, you know, and you know, of course, the vision is to support women's empowerment and to really help women thrive in business, but also have a good product to, you know, to market.
Right.
That was basically what it was. So I watched the video and I immediately said, "Oh, that is fun. Don't worry, Susan, we've got plenty of time. I know."
Okay. Okay, you're the boss. Remember when you said, "I'm the CEO"?
Manifest. Yeah, it's good to be the boss. Manifest like the boss.
Okay, so as long as I'm not responsible for the time, keep going. I'm listening because I just wanted to say, Cornelia, you asked and then something came to you and you opened instead of shut down. "I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't want that." It was,
you know,
like,
why, you know why people do that? You know why people, because I looked at that and I thought, why do people do that? Well, when they ask for an opportunity, they have a prayer, "Please God," or whatever the prayer is, or, you know, universe, or whatever, however you do it. And then an opportunity comes along and then, you know, and then you look at it and then you know that money's going to be involved. Well, again, this goes the other way too, because I don't mind selling.
Right.
I love having these calls on my calendar.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the fear of the money piece. So now I'm going to be looking at this opportunity because I don't have the expectation that I'm walking through life that things need to be free, or that I'm expecting that when I go get an oil change that it should be free, or right, that I'm expecting when I sign up for a coaching call that it should be free, or that I'm expecting when I sign up for a podcast, even though they say, "Oh, you can do it yourself," but then they never do it and they never done, because it'd be, "Oh, you could do it for free." This whole thing, right? This
absolutely whole thing. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying. So anyway, yeah. I looked at that whole thing and I'm like, yeah, because most people are afraid that they're going to have to come out with some money and,
yep,
right. And they don't want to look at the opportunity, but I had made the call. I'm clear. And then what now, whatever is going to be coming my way. So when I saw Savvy, I'm like, "Oh, this must be it. This
yes
is what I was asking for." And I love the video. I love this already. I immediately said to the lady, Elizabeth is her name. I said, "I'm interested. Send me the next video. Send me the next thing. I want to know more. I want to know more," because it was that well done. So now Savvy.com is now the sponsor for the Cornelia Stephanie show and for the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. And now I am a partner. And everyone that is on this call today that's going to be listening to this, I'm going to give you a $25 off coupon to go and purchase you.
Either. Do I get one too?
Yes, you do. Okay. You're going to get one. You're going to get all of you, anyone, you know, but you have to act on this quick, because if you're not going to jump on it, guess what? I'm giving it to somebody else. So yeah. I only have so many coupons. So for the next 10 people that are going to be listening to this video here, I'm going to give you that coupon and you're going to be able to use that. But I want to first show you the clothes. So here, I just have three items here. I have a whole rack. I have a whole rack because that was also another one of my things. After this whole pandemic, you know, not doing any shopping, not getting really, you know, this whole thing. It's like, I need some new clothes.
Yes, so, I hear a lot of people talking about that.
So now I've got my new outfits. I've got my new clothes, things that I'm already wearing and that I love because I'm out in nature every single day. And then now I have, and this is all a business write-off, which is fantastic.
Love it.
So look at this beautiful sports bra.
Oh, that's pretty.
Beautiful. So this is just, you know, standard sports bra, but fits really good. If you like the brand Lululemon, you like that brand, you will love this brand. These are a pair of leggings. And these are awesome. They fit really great in the squat. So if you're squatting down, you know, so very lightweight, awesome leggings. So there's that. These are called the Geo leggings. And these have pockets right here for the phone and pockets right here for the phone.
Okay. Nice.
Look how fun these are.
Yeah, those are cute.
Right? So as you can see how excited I am about talking about this, right? And so now Savvy is going to be my opener to connect with women. I'm going to be, you know, talking about this all the time. You're going to see me on Facebook because I'm now coming up with a plan and a strategy where I'm going to be talking about this, but not just on Facebook, Susan, because here's my plan, what I'm going to be doing. Now that I've got a nice rack of clothes, now I'm going to be taking my rack and I'm going to be going knocking on doors, and I'm going to be going to my local salons, hair salons, and I'm going to be going to my local gyms, and I'm going to be going to my local places, and I'm going to say, I have these clothing and I want to get this into the hands of women. What can you do to help me? This is what I'm going to do.
I knew. Earlier, I didn't want to interrupt your flow, so I didn't say it, but I'm going to say it now. I knew that you were referring to what we call IRL, in real life. You said, because my business has also been online for more like 6 years, not 10 years, but like 6 years, 6 or 7 years. And so we were already online, Cornelia. The pandemic got us more business. We didn't have to figure anything out. We were already online. And so that was a blessing. And thank God for all of that, that we could do our business. We could still have fun in business. We met each other only a few years ago, et cetera. But I knew that a piece of this for you was to really get out and meet actual real, you know, energy in real person-to-person energy. So I'm really happy.
Well, you know, it's going to be great once people see the clothing, feel the clothing, once people see and check out Savvy, once they see all of that, once they come into my energy field, they're going to also be like, wow, this is so great. What do you do? Then I'm going to tell them about what I do, about all the things I'm doing, right? Because the other thing about Savvy is that not only do we want to look beautiful, but we want to move the physical body and drop that extra weight, release that extra weight, get the physical body moving, dancing out loud, like you said that in that one video that you shared,
yes.
Dancing out loud, having fun, and wearing the clothing that we're already wearing. And at the same time, we want to think beautifully about ourselves, which is part of my 21-day challenge. So you see, I'm going to put all of these things into a bundle. Not only think beautiful, feel beautiful, look beautiful, and then show up no matter what your size is, because that's the other thing about Savvy, is that it has the extra large that can also cover
wonderful.
That. Yeah, it's
wonderful.
Really super, super nice. So I'm so excited, as you can see, and I'm just putting all the pieces together now. I'm looking forward to, one of my things on my to-do list is I want to get to Target or Walmart, and I want to get one of these racks.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put it on the rack, and then I'm going to be driving around with my rack, and I'm going to be handing out cards and saying, here, feel this, check this out, go there, do this. And because I love what this company is about, I love that Spirit sent this to me, because that was my why. Let's connect with you. And then I just want to have fun.
Do you have any black leggings?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to tell you here and now that I am going to purchase some of this merchandise as a tester for you, for my daughter, who's a fitness trainer. And, you know, she's a Lululemon person, but who can afford Lululemon? And I don't even know how much the price point is, but if I know you, I know it's not, probably not Lululemon price points, but I don't know. We'll have to talk about that. You'll have to let me know.
It is.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to talk about that.
It might be a little bit less, but the quality is so good.
Well, you'll have to, that's a whole piece of this, but I'm going to purchase something from you, because I want to support you in business, Cornelia, because that's how we do this. And my daughter's a personal trainer. So if she wears this merchandise and she can give you a testimonial, then that's good for you.
I want you to purchase the leggings for your daughter. And, you know, I would love to set up a time so I could show you all the leggings, but beautiful leggings they have.
Yeah, they do black, you know, but she does black, but for me, I might be interested in other colors, but the fitness trainers, the personal trainers, you know, middle-aged women like me, you know, I work out, I have a million pairs. So I'm very excited. I just want to say, from a business perspective, I hope people will replay this podcast recording and listen all the way through to understand, especially to this part that you have just laid out for us. Listen to the history of your entrepreneurial journey. Listen to what it is that you've created, what you're already offering. Listen to how you're thinking, you know, further expansively. Listen to your commitment. It's fun to sell. It's not bad to sell. It's not bad to ask money. It's fun to ask, you know, when you're offering. And how you intentionally, from a business planning perspective, are weaving in. And by the way, I didn't know about this, Cornelia.
I know, because I kept it under wraps.
I know, but I'm just saying, we didn't plan this. I don't have any speaking notes in front of my screen. Yeah. I was listening to you, and I like businesses. I like business models. I like selling. I like everything about this. So I'm just resonating back for our viewers and listeners to understand, to listen again and hear how you've woven in the different things that you've been doing. You know, we're not single-dimensional people, especially women. We're multi-dimensional. We're multi-layered. We're complex, and it's beautiful. And so I love the way that you're weaving this in. You're doing something smart in business. You're using one brand to be the sponsor of another.
You know, here's the thing. You know, one of my goals in life is to live as old and as healthy as possible. I know that fitness and taking care of my body is part of that, has to be part of that number one, has to be number one. And I want to look good doing it. So it's just freaking perfect. You know, it's just so perfect. It's like, this is part of the lifestyle. The same way that you have to think healthy, you have to feel good, you have to, you know, take care of your physical body, all these proactive things that we can do to take care of this one precious life that we have right now. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to live my best life. I've overcome tremendous amount of challenges in my life. It's a miracle that I'm here. It's a miracle in my life. So, you know, if this is it, if this was my last day in living, then I would be doing exactly what I'm doing and not shying away from having a wonderful conversation and sharing my joy and my passion with somebody that it might help make their day better.
Amen. And I'm in the exact same place. It's how we came together. It's how we resonate. It's how we're doing this. I mean, God forbid, but you know, if it were my last day, Cornelia, I've created my video legacy library through my work, through my lives on my YouTube channel. I have all kinds of, excuse the expression, shit going on in my head about how this isn't perfect and this isn't perfect and I should have been doing this and all of this, but you know what? They're there. They're there to help people for generations to come. And I had fun today with you.
Me too.
And it's just beautiful. So I'm very excited. Congratulations. I love the meta picture that I'm seeing. I'm in awe of, you know, your brain as you're, you know, you're thoughtfully putting all this together. I call this pulling the threads together and weaving a beautiful tapestry together. So offline, we'll talk about, we'll set up a little, one night over wine, we'll set up a little shopping.
I actually thought what I'll do is in the future, I'll have one night wine Zoom and let's go shopping. You know, I'm not a shopper, you guys. I have to just say this, that the lady that introduced me to this, literally, she had to hold my hand. I think I've told you this before about me, Susan. You know that I'm not a shopper. So it's not something I enjoy doing. I'm one of these kind of people that when I go, I like to go big and then I like to be done for a long time. You know, it's not like you're not going to see me every week doing it. You know, this is not my MO.
Well, keep that in as part of your, you know, what it is that you're offering. Maybe you want to stick with what works for you. It's an interesting sales strategy. We should talk about that. Well, you know, maybe it's like once a month I do this, you know.
Well, you know, that's the beauty.
Once a quarter.
Is that you're auto, because you, as a brand partner, you are on an auto ship for like $99 a month, which is great because that means that I have new clothes every month. Mm. And everything is completely written off. And I love that part. So I want to talk to your daughter because I think she would really like this a lot. But anyway, here's the thing, you guys. I want to leave you all with a $25 off coupon. Everyone that comes and goes, check this out. Go to savvy.com/Cornelia Stephanie. And then you're going to see this amazing athletic company that was created during the pandemic that's all about women's empowerment. Totally fits in alignment with my messaging. And I'm honored and excited. It was great today, Susan, to have this podcast.
As always, always a pleasure, always fun. Looking forward to next time.
Sounds great. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for sharing this with everybody. And, you know, check for your coupon code below, because we're going to put that in the description. You can private message me and let me know that you want to get that $25 off coupon, and I'll be happy to give it to you. Okay. Take care, everybody. Till next time.
Bye-bye.